Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Sandro. Sandro.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Sandro, you better not get me horny.
Oh, you're doing this part of the movie for the intro.
Absolutely, because I feel like this is the highest quality part of this movie.
Oh, no, I better not get... Because the thing is, when you get horny, you get a bit horny in the head as well.
Oh, what a quality line that really reflects the rest of this movie. You see, when I get horny, I become a demon.
Oh, not a demon.
I become a demon when I'm horny. That's the plot, actually, for the demon in this movie. Welcome to Oldie But a Goodie. Where if you get me horny, I'll show you more than a demon, all right?
What?
I'll show you to the door, because this is a Christian household. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's see how it is.
Ah, yeah. You weren't expecting that, now, were you? Got him.
If you're new to the show, what an episode to join on. Welcome.
Yeah.
To Oldie But a Goodie.
A poor choice.
We watch movies from 1987 in the order they came out in. My name's Sandro. That guy's name is Zach.
You demon boy.
I am fascinated that this movie was made, that anyone thought it was a good idea, that any of the actors would audition, and that anyone would go see it, like we did.
And that I was so entertained throughout.
That's the other thing, that this movie isn't completely boring.
Yeah! I think this is a perfect case of so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Because it is... bad. There's nothing like redeemable about this movie, but oh boy, did I have a fun time watching this.
There's one redeemable moment, and that's when one of the one demon in this movie, he does that thing.
Are you doing non-spoilers for this movie of all things?
What the spoilers?
Spoilers for this movie that no one cares about or has watched.
Well, there's two demons, but there's that one scene where he puts his thumb in his mouth and he blows.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna blow his hand up, and then like his hand starts expanding and his head does as well. I was like, that's cool.
And his cheeks. Yeah, no, the effects were really good for this movie. This movie had, I will say, effects on par with The Thing.
Yeah. I don't know if I go that far.
No, because the corpse of the first demon at one point does the exact same, like, weird tentacles popping out the head that one of the things does. No, The Thing does effects better, obviously.
I see your tentacles out of the head, and I raise you the moment where the guy's head explodes and he reaches into his neck and pulls out a rubber mask that's meant to be his neck.
Yep.
Like his face, he pulls his face out of his neck, but it's clearly just a rubber mask, and then it very quickly cuts away and it's his face again. I raise you that, sir.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, they had effects that were on par. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying all the effects.
Right, let's see what you're doing.
I'm just saying, this might be the greatest movie of our generation. It might not be, though.
I don't know if I go that far. What a journey of a movie, though. It started off and I was like, I genuinely hate the main character because he's just the worst guy. Stop harassing people.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I was like, still stop harassing people, but also it's kind of funny.
Yeah. No, I really felt it when the guy harassed people on the train, because that's what I have to deal with in my day-to-day life.
We'll talk about the movie in depth real soon, but first up, as always, show is brought to you by Patreons, kept on by Patreon, kept alive. The iron lung that keeps this show breathing is powered by Patreon.
I think iron lung is an apt description, because it's a giant corporate entity that is very inefficient and keeping us barely alive.
If you sign up for $5 a month, get a minimum of 2 bonus episodes.
Boom.
Because there was Sorority Babes this month.
Fantastic stuff.
The horror slasher bonus battle this month.
Ooh, that was pretty good. The episode, I mean. Not the anyway, moving on.
The movies are okay. And then also, the Mortal Kombat review's out this week.
Hopefully.
Mortal Kombat!
Bing, 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 bing. And if you haven't seen it, I suggest go listening to our episode.
Oh!
Boom! You didn't see that one coming.
That'll be on Patreon. Yeah, that'll be on Patreon. You met Sub-Zero at the premiere. How was he?
He wasn't very talkative, which kind of made sense.
There was that moment where he was on his phone and was like, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, no, I think this guy was not paid enough to stand around in a costume, and me harassing him didn't help. But he did do the thing he was paid to do, which was stand in the photos, and I got some good ones.
Yes.
And he wore a mask. What a legend.
All right, your other options for this week. You chose this out of three. The other two were Extreme Prejudice, which was a Western, two kids take very different paths in their adult lives. One is a Texas Ranger, the other is a drug lord, and they probably have to fight, but also be like, but we were friends.
Mm. Yeah, that one sounded meh.
And then also the Princess Academy, where an orphan goes to a school where they teach young women how to marry rich boys.
That one sounded sunny, but
sunny?
Sunny? Funny, but awful.
How does a movie be sunny?
Well, the premise is bright, but if you look at it too long, your eyes will burn off.
Yes. But if you sit in it with your back towards the movie, you get a nice tan.
Yeah. So it's a perfect movie for a party when no one's watching it.
Yes. Their backs are turned to the TV and they're all getting nice tans. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they only turn around to get some nice rays now and again from it.
Mmm. And also cancer.
Yes, it will give you cancer.
Yeah, the Princess Academy will give you cancer. Put that on the DVD.
Yeah, put that on the cover. Speaking of cover and things you should put on them, what have we got for this week for this movie?
Yeah, My Demon Lover. So it was released April 24th.
That was a transition very specifically to the little phrase thingies.
Oh, the taglines. We'll get to the taglines.
No. I'm just pointing it out. That was a great segue towards that.
It was a good one towards the taglines. But the thing is, the taglines are so good that I've got to lead up to them.
Oh, okay.
I've got to lead up to the taglines. So
That's good.
Because these ones in particular are pretty funny. But this is directed by a guy called Charlie Loventhal, whose entire filmography seems to be subpar rom-coms. His last film was in 2004, and the title is Meat Market, but the meat is M-E-E-T.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, no, that is... Yikes. That's all I can say about that. I hope he meets with the long arm of the law.
That wasn't really a pun, though, that one. You just said meat, but you said it in a way that it felt like it was going to lead into a pun, but it doesn't, because you just meant the regular, like, meeting someone.
What do you think I was going to say? Hope he meets the person... I don't fucking know.
Speaking of... No, I can't do a segue based off that. This movie's written by Leslie Ray, a female writer. Oh my. It's good to see some diversity in the writing room. Usually we don't. But anyway, she's written a bunch of TV comedy, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay. Yes, so pretty high up there.
Written episodes of Full House. That's a good one, apparently. And also The Wayan Brothers, which is a show that a bunch of the people that made Hollywood Shuffle went off to do. So she's been around. She's done stuff.
She's done things. And good things. And other things. Like this thing.
On paper, this is a very funny script.
Yes.
So I think maybe something happened in the pre-production that kind
of... I thought it was very funny. I think it tries to play it straight for the sake of the comedy.
Speaking of playing it straight, our straight lead is Michelle Little as Denny. She's a clumsy person who can't find a good man.
Is she clumsy? I feel like that's the... Oh, no, she does drop all the things at the start.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I wrote... was that, like, every 80s intro with a woman involves them going to the shops and then dropping them all.
Yep.
And I was like,
I hated that.
Yep. But she really needs to find someone who won't treat her like dirt, because, She is attracted to pieces of shit. And yep. Honestly, I feel like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, you want to explain why you think that's a bad thing?
Well, you see, if you're attracted to a bad person, they're going to treat you badly.
But what if they're also secretly a monster?
That's way worse.
And they harassed you on the street, but after sleeping over on your couch, you realize that they're actually quite nice sometimes.
Okay, two things there. One, they harass you on the street. Seems like a no.
Yeah.
Just immediately. Second off, they turn into a monster. They will kill you. Get them out of your house, lady.
So anyway, the actress, she was in Apollo 13. That's about it. Mm. Although I did notice she was in a Disney Channel movie called The Return of the Shaggy Dog, which I thought was a funny title.
I heard that wrong for a second and thought it was Return of the Shagging Dog.
Oh.
Which
it's on brand for her.
Yeah, it's on brand. That's what I thought. Yep.
Her best friend Sonia is played by Gina Gallego. She was in a Crazy Ex-Girlfriend recently, which is a pretty decent show.
Oh, she would get on my brand if you know what I'm saying.
Yep. Okay.
My brand being my Christian household, and I wish you would come and join us in our Christian youth group meeting.
What is this Christian household running joke that only you and you only are doing?
Well, yeah, look, I respect your household and its values, you know.
Yeah, we're a satanic household.
Yeah, you're about Satanism.
Her character just jumps to conclusions constantly, but is very funny. Very funny.
Yep, she doesn't really have a clear anything.
Mm.
She just goes from, all right, I'm a bit of a swinger friend, but I have my best intentions. Now I'm a homicidal maniac. Now I'm gonna bang my best friend's boyfriend.
Oh, no, to save her. We'll get to that scene. That was amazing.
Yep.
The demon lover himself is played by Scott Valentine. He was on Family Ties, so that's a TV show. He hasn't done much else, but he did do some voice acting on Batman the Animated Series.
Ah, nice.
I hate the character, but he's good, I think.
Oh, I thought he was a good actor. Yeah. I thought he was actually quite good.
I don't know if it's him in the makeup, but I hope it is.
Oh, yeah. In the last demon one, it was definitely him.
And then finally, playing the very normal guy, Charles, is Robert Trebor, who had massive roles in Hercules and Xena.
Not normal. Not for what you think. It's because he's just a complete fucking dweeb. He's an incel, all right? He's an incel. I didn't want to say it.
All the guys in this movie are incels. Hell, I think even Denny's an incel. I don't know how she could be an incel, but I think she is an incel.
No, the squatter isn't.
Oh, yeah.
He specifically says he's not here to give you a kiss, which is not something an incel would say. That's absolutely what he's here for.
Mm.
So I think, canonically, he is the only male character that isn't an incel in this movie.
Yep.
But of all of them, I think the normal guy, quotation marks,
yes,
is the most likely to be active on the Reddit forums.
Oh, 100% he is. He's all over there. He's not only that, he's on that other one as well. That even worse.
4chan?
4chan, yeah, he's on that as well.
That even worse. Oh, 4chan. Right, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He's in the comment sections for hot tub streams on Twitch.
Worst Reddit. The worser Reddit. The yeah. lesser Reddit.
The lesser Reddit. I had a friend once who, I say friend, an acquaintance who became a 4chan meme. I only know that because another friend was on it. I've never visited that site personally. And now I think I'm just going to cut this whole bit. Let's get to the reception.
The truth revealed.
Oh, no.
Sandro, 4chan user.
No.
Posts My Little Pony fan fiction on the regular.
I mean, I'm not going to deny it.
Whoa. Revealed on this episode of Only But a Goody. Twists and turns.
I am a brony. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Satanism. Is it in? Find out. Bronies and Satan connected?
Question mark. And then there's just a scene of the Lil Nas X music video, a gigantic circle pointing towards the shoe, and then it zooms in and there's like a pony face on it.
And then you have me with just a cross in my yes. house behind me.
We got our thumbnail.
And then just not in my Christian household.
All right, reception. No critic score of this, but the audience gave it 45% on Rotten Tomatoes, 4.7 on IMDb as well. How many reviews were there, though? Is that, like, a pretty big...
There was a few.
Okay.
Like, some people saw it.
Well, I'm sorry for them. This cost $4 million. What do you think it made in the US box office?
I thought it'd be more. $8 million?
Not $8 million, no. Because it... cost $4 million, right? So
yeah,
like $8 million would be good because that means that they doubled their money. Advertisement was pretty good. No, they got $3.9 million, just shy of their budget. They lost $100,000.
Yikes.
Maybe if they didn't spend so much money on the taglines, they would have made a profit. But anyway, speaking of taglines, three of them, you gotta pick your favorite.
All right, hit me with them.
He brought out the best in her. She brought out the beast in him.
Oh, hated that. It was going so well. You could have just said worst. Why did you say beast?
Well, because it's like best and then also the beast. They're kind of trying to, you know.
I guess that's fair.
Still terrible.
That made me physically cringe, so I'm going to have to pass.
How about this one? A monstrously funny romance.
That one made me cringe more.
Even worse.
Is it progressively getting worse and worse? I dread the next one.
Falling in love can be very scary. ...
What? That has nothing to do with the movie. I mean, apart from the fact that, you know, it's the whole time she only gets scared once.
Yep. Yeah, only once.
And then she's actively very calm about the situation for what it is.
Yes.
So, I would say it's the complete opposite of that, in fact. It's like finding out your lover's a 4chan user, you know? You're just like, ah! And then, you know, you have your moment of panic, you freak out.
Yeah.
And then you try and help them. You try and cure them of that.
Try and get them off 4chan.
Yeah. You just steal all of their belongings, including their computer. Yes,
exactly. Then you find out they're a Satanist, and then you're like, yeah, no, what am I going to do?
Well, they were on 4chan, so it was bound to happen.
That's true, it's true.
So, don't know why the shots are at 4chan today.
This is a weird episode. But to be fair, weird movie. Makes sense.
It's a weird movie.
Should we just jump into it?
Let's do that.
I wish the animated intro went for longer.
Oh, right. The little sketch thinking they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right. It definitely reminded me of that Egyptian god thing that happened in Mannequin. Yeah. Because it was just like that very 80s cartoon style of just a drawing.
Yeah. I kind of wish that was the whole, like, opening credits and it was like,
yeah,
my demon lover, do-do-do-do-do-do. Like a nice tune. But anyway, the movie probably opens with I keep going to call her Benny, but it's Denny. So she's walking around. She's going to the shops. She gets some lunch, and the dog's like, "Give me a little bit of your lunch." So she puts down the packet of lunch to get something out, and the dog comes, and the dog steals the lunch.
It's your most 80s opening to a movie just ever. If you wanted to show someone an opening from the 80s, this is what you would show them.
Because she's clumsy as well, or she runs into some people and drops all her stuff.
Yep. And then we see her boyfriend and a couple of his friends.
They're stealing a TV. And she's like, "What are you stealing my TV for?"
And then they throw all her stuff, all her belongings, into a van and run off. And she's like, "I think it might be time to separate."
Yep.
Every time she gets mad, she gets really mad.
Yes.
But all I could think of at the time was, why weren't you mad beforehand while he was mid-stealing your stuff? And are now only mad once you realize really what... She annoys me.
I think perhaps it's because the performer can act on a 3 and then also act on an 8. But doesn't know how to act in the middle of the 3 and the 8.
I'm just criticizing the fact that maybe you should have been slightly mad before your boyfriend drove away with all your stuff, rather than after. I feel like after it might be a little late.
That's true. Let's talk about Mr. Kaz, though, because he's on a train. He's got a saxophone. He's being very loud and obnoxious to all these poor ladies on the train.
We know he's evil from the start because he's an asshole to ladies on the train.
Yeah.
Being loud and just obnoxious. And that's the worst thing you can possibly do ever.
Yes, I think it's worse than playing your SoundCloud raps out loud on the train.
No.
It's worse than...
No, that's worse.
That's worse? That's worse than actively harming people.
Correct. Do you know what's worse than being loud and obnoxious? SoundCloud rap.
SoundCloud rappers are worse than being loud and obnoxious, you're right.
It is loud and obnoxious, and it's also SoundCloud rap.
Yeah. Look, at least it's not anime YouTube rap.
That's true. I've never seen someone play that out loud on a train.
No, because they'd be too embarrassed.
Correct.
To do that.
He plays some sick saxophone beats.
The music in this whole film is really good, actually. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Then the most confusing scene in the movie happens.
Yep.
And I have no idea what happens.
He looks at a woman. We zoom up on her cleavage and her lips.
Yep.
And then we cut to someone waiting on the platform outside.
No. We cut to his eyes going all demon-y because he sees big bahonkers.
Yes, we do. We do see that. Then we cut to the platform. A lady's waiting for the train. The train pulls up and then she's murdered?
Yes. But I think this is a subtle thing to kind of indicate that he's on the train.
Don't say anything in this movie subtle. That's giving them too much credit.
Okay, I think it's like, well, she's on the platform, so he turned into a demon and then he killed her.
Mm.
But it doesn't make any sense because no one else saw it, ? But also later on it's revealed that he's not the one murdering people, so maybe the idea is it's like a not-so-subtle nod to say that he didn't kill her. Someone else killed her while he was on the train.
I don't know.
I have no fucking clue. This scene's the most confusing and doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's real weird. Then we see he's walking down the street talking to other people along the street, and we see the psychic man.
Mm.
I think his name is Fixer? I'm not sure.
Wait, he's psychic?
Well, whatever his deal is. The squatter.
Yeah. Expert on the extraterrestrial,
yes.
I would say.
And he sees Kaz, and he's like, you've got no good luck about you, sir. You've got no auras. All your auras are cursed.
I mean, that's obvious by his hair.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yep.
I was very confused at one point, because we see him turn into a, like, slap... Well, that's the other thing as well. There's a lot that's confusing about this movie, but in particular...
Why is that?
How different the different demons he turns into are. Because we see one that's like a werewolf version of himself, except he's got darker hair and it's kind of slicked down, but he looks pretty much the same. Mm. There's the slightly overweight old man demon that he turns into at one point.
Well, I think, here's the thing, I think he can turn into almost anything.
I think so.
I think he's got unlimited shape-shifting powers, and it's just like what the demon turns into this time.
Yes.
Sort of thing. Because if you can change from human to demon and back again, you could probably do it in any form or shape that you really want to.
Yes.
And I actually liked that they didn't reuse the same demon costume over and over again. I liked that there was like multiple different things that he turned into. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
I liked the scene, where he's constantly changing inside the apartment, but we'll get to that a little later on.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the best effect of this movie.
Mm.
Oh, maybe second to the ending, but like,
yeah,
it's
true.
Up there.
So yeah, then someone else dies on the street. We see Denny walking home and some guys following her. We get the Evil Dead POV running shot up the stairs.
Yep.
And then someone dies, and the press is like, people are dying in New York City. We're going to call it the Mangler.
People are dying, and they're dying to what appears to be an animal dude. He's clawing them up. He's what would you call it? Mangler. Yep, Mangler. Boom. Mangler.
The Mangler.
That's what we're calling him.
Oh, I'm the mayor, though. We shouldn't call it the Mangler, because then people are going to be like, Mangler. They're going to be like, they're going to be making fun of it. Or something.
We've already printed it.
Oh no! my heart. I'm dead.
What?
I don't know.
You had a heart attack? Oh, he's dead. Oh, well, print the stories. Yeah.
And scene.
So the guy falls in love. Well, doesn't fall. He, like, sees this girl and it's like, wow, she's awesome.
Well, it's a rather long series of events.
Yeah.
Because he wakes up in the trash.
Yeah, as you do.
And he sees Denny eating a burger. And he's like, give me the burger. And she's like, here's the burger. But then he's like, this isn't a meat burger. I hate vegetables. Yep.
And she explains it's a fruit burger.
Yes.
And then he screams to the heavens that he ate a fruit burger.
And then he follows her around the city for a full day, I'm guessing.
Yes. He stalks her and, like, follows her around.
Well, she keeps telling him to go away.
She's about to go inside and be like, I'm gonna go talk with my big, bulky boyfriend who can kill people. And he's like, well, that sounds great. See you later. Oh, my heart! Oh, man! Oh, I'm so injured! Oh, please, someone help me!
Yep.
Oh, I'm so weak and feeble and dying. And she's like, oh my god! No! How can I help you? So she takes him inside.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, where's your boyfriend? And she's like, oh, I don't really have one.
Ha-ha.
Got him.
Yep.
Her house got robbed, by the way.
Yeah, by the ex.
And she doesn't even call the cops on her boyfriend because she's dumb. Her friend wants her to, but doesn't. Her friend is also psychic and owns a shop full of ancient trinkets.
Yep. Yep.
She's wild.
Sonia is a character. And then we cut to a random scene that makes no sense, but I love that it's in the movie, where this man is eating food from the health-o-matic.
Yeah.
Which is like this sludge that is put onto like a tortilla or something, and he eats it. And then he has a heart attack, and then he's carried out by some ambos.
Well, yeah, it's bizarre, because, like, what's her face? The main character's there eating, because she's a health food. She likes health food. Meanwhile, this customer just chokes and dies.
It's just the weirdest scene.
I think this movie just doesn't like health food.
I think that might be it. Maybe this movie's anti-vegan.
Yeah, I think it is. Along with its many other sins, I think it's also anti-vegan.
It's the weirdest scene in the film, but I love that it's there. Anyway.
It was great.
Kaz is sleeping on her couch. He wakes up and sees Denny changing into her pajamas, and he starts going, oh no, I'm getting a little horny.
Ah!
And so he starts turning into a monster and climbs out a window and kills someone.
Or does he?
That's what we're led to believe, but no, because there's two demons running around the city.
Why? Because we need our main character not to be the bad guy in the end.
Exactly.
So it's okay that she fell in love with him, and not definitely not a bad thing that not she fell in love with a horrible person. Is this where he goes to the guy?
This is when he goes back to, the psychic dude, and we learn the origin story.
So he, along with a couple of his mates, went and visited a promiscuous young lady when they were merely of teenage years.
Yes.
And he was the bravest, and he started the smooch down to get jiggy with it. When the girl's mother comes home, all the guys run away and just leave him to be caught by the mother. And she's then curses him with the devil.
Yep.
On his just above his navel. He is cursed with the devil.
And so whenever he starts getting turned on, he turns into a demon boy.
Now, I do not want to criticize a demon lady with her magic, but you don't want a guy to get horny.
Yes.
So whenever he's horny, he gets superpowers.
Yes.
I don't want to fault the logic here, but I feel like you're just going to cause more problems when a guy who gets horny hulks out.
Look, I don't want to criticize Demon Witch Lady either, but maybe she just wants to watch the world burn. Maybe she's just an anarchist. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's her whole angle of, like, I'm a big fan of the Hulk. Let's make the Hulk, but way worse in every way.
Yeah.
As I think you as a fellow man can attest, we get horny way more than we get angry.
I don't know. I'm on 4chan a lot. I'm getting pretty angry.
That That's true. That's true. Or horny, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like they come hand in hand. That's
yeah.
Comes hand in hand.
Ugh, hate that. So he's got this, like, this scarring above his navel, yep. as you mentioned, where if he gets stabbed with, like, a demon killer sword, he'll die immediately. That's very important.
Yeah, that's vital.
All demons have that.
Yep, all demons have the big glowing weak spot
yeah.
where if you stab them... That's confirmed by, like, any game where you fight demons and they have weak points.
Exactly.
It's yeah. very obvious.
Something there. Anyway, he goes back home and he goes back to Danny's apartment.
Because he doesn't have a home.
And she's like, oh, let's be friends. I thought you were yep. bad, but no, you're not. We're going to be friends.
Yep.
You can sleep on the couch. And he's like, yes, but as friends. And she's like, as friends. So we have a nice, wholesome friendship montage of them hanging out in parks.
Yep, that's in the movie.
Which ends with her walking home, going up the stairs. This old man is sitting on her stairs, and the old man's like...
Oh, yes, the old man with the best line in the entire film.
You say best. I've heard this line maybe 100 times in many different movies.
Yeah, and it gets only better every time, I feel.
She walks past him, and the old man's like, hey, lady, you remind me of my wife. And as she walks up the stairs to go inside her home, he finishes off the sentence with... More of that bitch.
You remind me of my wife, that bitch.
Like, great. Thanks. Thanks, movie.
Okay, Boomer. Good stuff. I'm glad that was added into the movie instead of not.
Then he tells her the truth.
First, she tries to get all sexy with him.
Well, yes.
And then one of his ears shrinks into his head. I thought that was an effect that they showed.
It was.
And I just wanted to mention the shrinking ear thing.
Oh, okay.
I wrote that down.
Yeah, he starts turning into a monster and then he's like, I'm going to go have a cold shower.
Yep.
So he runs and has a cold shower, which was pretty funny.
And then he explains that he turns into a demon when he gets horny. And at this point, she gets mad with him. Not, you know, when he was being an active trash human being.
She gets angry at him because she's like, oh, you're lying to me. You're making excuses. You're sick. And I quite liked his line where he was like, well, some people get blisters when they get sick. I get a long tail and lizard skin. But we never see the long tail and lizard skin. Disappointing.
Yeah, well, yeah. But as we are established, he can turn into anything. So it's quite possible he could. He just doesn't in this film, which is disappointing. I'll give you that.
But anyway, he's like, I'll prove it. So they make out, and then he turns into overweight gnome demon.
Which is the sexiest demon for sexy times.
And she's like, ah! And he's like, what? Do you think I do this to impress Steven Spielberg? No, it's a curse. I was like, okay, great. What a line.
Shots fired. Yeah, and then she tries to coax him to get another cold shower. While she's mid-panic, and I'm like, God, that wouldn't... no. Lady, you... No.
She's freaking out, and then he's also scared because he's like, well, the other reason why I don't want to, like, hang around here is because I think I'm the killer. I think I'm killing people.
Yeah, because he turns into a demon and he doesn't remember what happens after.
Yeah.
Then she also gets a call by the normal guy. He's like, hey, I was on 4chan and I was just thinking of you. You wanna hang out? Maybe bang a little bit?
Yeah.
Because you're hot?
Yeah, Mr. Inso.
And she's like, I'm having a heart attack! Hangs up the phone.
And he doesn't call the ambulance. He doesn't call anyone. He's just like, oh, all right.
Well, some might discover that he might be a bad person, maybe, later on in the film. As to not have our main character be the villain.
Yes.
Because that would be bad.
So then he, Mr. Totally Normal 4chan guy, goes to the bar where Sonia is. We see that her sister was attacked by this creature and is in the hospital and gave her some sort of psychic vision of what the monster looked like.
She has minor psychic powers, obviously.
Yes.
So she peered into her sister's mind after she got attacked and she saw a demon man.
Mm.
So she's like, oh, man, I gotta find a demon boy to murder.
And yeah, so she's on the lookout. So she teams up with Mr. 4chan incel guy to look for them. And they're at the bar. Denny and Kaz also go into the bar.
Yep.
And they're talking away. All four of them are talking. But then Kaz gets super creepy. So Sonya gets the...
Yeah. He gets super creepy on Sonya, yeah, very specifically. In fact, his eyes go demon-y, and Sonya's like, oh, hang on, he's the demon.
Yes.
Of course, my best friend, who's a complete idiot, would absolutely be banging the one dude that's murdering everyone.
Yes.
Which, honestly, is probably the most logical thing in this movie.
Yep.
But it turns out to be wrong.
But then she just goes into a shop and grabs this magical sword that she's got, that's there to kill demons. And I'm like, yeah, great. Because, like, most of those shops, they don't sell authentic items. They're fakes.
Mm. Yes, but we know she's a real psychic, though.
Yes.
So maybe it's one of those classic twisto reversals where everything's real and nothing's fake.
I guess so.
But also, maybe that's not the rational decision at the time to go and murder your best friend's boyfriend. Maybe, I don't know, if you have suspicions of someone being the killer, you call the cops on them.
Well, we do see police officers in this movie, but the police officers that we do see are complete idiots. So I don't know if going to them would be the best idea.
Sure, and she does confront the police chief at one point, who she's apparently banged.
Yes.
Great to know. And she tells him that it's a demon. And he's like, well, that's ridiculous, because that's what a rational human would do. But then she's like, oh, I guess I'll find him myself.
Yes.
Because she tells them later that she's found the person. And then the cops immediately come over.
Yes.
So she didn't need to go and grab the dagger to do it herself. She could have just found out who it was and called the cops.
Yeah, she could have.
But she doesn't do that. She decides to go Rambo and get a knife and try and stab the demon.
Yeah, and she teams up with Incel Guy to do it as well, not knowing that she's only playing into his hand.
Yeah, his demony, scaly, lizard scaly hands. Ooh. Which are just regular 4chan users' hands.
you were correct there. So while they are getting ready, Kaz and Denny are trying to get it on again, but it's not working because he turns into a demon again. And she's like, oh no, you're a demon. And then spooky stuff starts happening around the apartment, which was very funny.
Yep.
Like, wine glasses just float past their head, pictures start spinning on the wall.
Yeah, I love it when I get horny and then my room starts floating and shaking. But they are the typical next-door neighbour in an apartment complex, because their next-door neighbour's like, hey, show some fucking consideration!
Yes.
Which, honestly, that's fair.
But the demon's response to that is to run head first into the wall separating the two apartments so much that he pushes his head into his neck. So we see him walking around without a head for a bit, and we're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then he reaches into his neck.
Oh, no.
Pulls out.
Don't do it.
Jim Carrey's face.
Yep.
And he's Jim Carrey for a little bit. He's not actually Jim Carrey, but he looks like Jim Carrey.
A Jim Carrey lookalike. Yeah. And she whispers that he's the date that wouldn't leave. He's like the essence of the date that wouldn't leave, because he says the... Got any more Fritos? Hey, what's on the tubes?
He turns into people from her past, including her mum, which was funny.
Yes. And her mum's like, where are you gonna get our boyfriend? Where are you gonna see some grandchildren? And then the mum tries to, like, attack her or something. So she grabs her mum by the head and explodes her head in.
Yeah.
Which turns into peanut butter.
Yep. And then we just got this headless corpse talking on the floor, which looked pretty good.
Yes. Yeah. As I said, it was a pretty good effect. It reminded me a bit of The Thing.
Yeah.
Definitely nowhere as good of an effect, but it reminded me of it heavily, because there was that, like, the gaping hole where tentacles were, like, little strings of tendons were flinging out of.
Anyway, Denny gets a call on the phone from Sonya being like, come to the hospital. And she's like, all right, even though there's a headless corpse lying in her kitchen.
Yeah, but she knows that he's fine. No, he's good at this point, I think.
Maybe he does turn back at this point.
Yeah, he gets his head back. He's still in her mum's clothes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That was funny.
So she leaves, And then Sonya pops into the house and is like, I'm gonna kill you, you're a demon.
And he's like, I'm a demon.
So he runs away. And meanwhile, Denny's walking away as her best friend is trying to murder her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she runs into creepy incel dude. Incel dude's like, come to my car. I'm actually evil. Haha.
And she's like, I would rather not, because you just mentioned the fact that you were evil. And then he's like,
I'm evil, so come in my car.
Wow, what a comeback.
You don't have a choice.
Oh, right. And he's also the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, he's the Mangler. He's Mr. Mangler.
No. The Zodiac Killer.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that twist for the end, but you're right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad. And then he grabs her, but he has demon hands.
Yeah. And he puts her in her car, and then Sonya and Kaz jump out the window and land on top of his car.
And then we see the best car chase of this film.
Now, you say best car chase of this film, but it's the only car chase in this film. So it wins by default, but I still don't want to call it the best car chase of the film.
Even though it was the only car chase of the film, you still don't want to say it was the best car chase of the film?
I don't want to say it was the best one. It was entertaining. I was very entertained by this point in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's ridiculous.
It's so bad, it's good, as I said.
Oh, yeah, and they drive by a cop car, and the psychic's in there, and he says the line. Did you want to say it, the line that he says?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, he goes, oh, Mr. Policeman, I'm no vagrant, I'm a squatter. I was like, great.
Yep, that's a good one.
Oh, no, and he says the other line as well when he talks to Kaz, and he's like, you gotta save me, boy. I'm in here handcuffed to a woman. Well, half a woman at least. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what? So, lady's trying to stab the boyfriend.
Yes.
On top of the car while he's trying to save Denny from being kidnapped by the incel. They drive to the edge of a lake.
Sorry, I just love that sentence, that best friend's trying to stab boyfriend while he's trying to save girlfriend from the incel.
Yep.
It's a great sentence.
It's what's happening.
It is.
It's just what's happening, and it's a good time. So they drive into a lake.
Yep. This is the best part of the movie. They drive into the lake and they get out, and then the incel grabs Denny and is like, I'm taking you to my castle. And then we pan and there's just a castle next to this lake.
This giant medieval castle in the middle of the city. No reason. It's like, what? Oh, it's
so good.
Anyway.
So good.
It's just out of the blue. And then at this point, the best friend is like, oh, maybe the boyfriend isn't the evil one. Maybe I should stop trying, because I think she stabs him, but he doesn't die.
She doesn't stab him in the point where you're meant to stab demons, though. That's the thing that the guy said, is you can't be hurt unless it's in that particular point.
Well, that's the thing, because he's not really an evil demon, is he? He's just possessed. He's possessed, because he's not possessed. He's something worse than possessed, which is possessed.
He's possessed, but European.
Anyway.
So, Mangala has got Denny in his castle, and he's showing her all his toys, which was a pretty funny scene.
That was pretty funny, because he's acting like a normal, completely no social skills person.
Yeah. He's got a comically oversized stick of dynamite as well, which was when I wrote down the note that I think describes this movie perfectly, which was,
yep.
I am not sober, but I'm still too sober for this movie.
Yep.
So he pulls out this comically oversized stick of dynamite and he tries to light it, but Denny keeps blowing it out. And I'm like, this is the dumbest scene in the movie.
So the 4chan user takes her out to the balcony.
Yes.
And then tries to light this dynamite to blow up the cops.
Yes.
Meanwhile, by the way, the cops have arrived and it's like, what the hell's going on? And they're like, the Mangler, he's taken them up the castle. Man, what are we gonna do, Sandro? What possible way could us get up a castle? We can't just run in and run up the stairs. No, that's for the cops to do immediately after something else has happened. But what else can we do?
Well, they need the battering ram. They're waiting for the battering ram.
So in the meantime, what can we do? What possible solution could we have?
Well, Kaz tells Sonya, I can't turn into a demon unless I'm horny. And so she's like, I can fix that.
Yep. Banging? That's all you had to say.
And so they... It's a very long scene, and it's very weird. And the whole time, yep. Danny's just watching, being like, she's supposed to be my best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're trying to save you.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that. Also, like, what a fucking stupid way of trying to save someone is to just bang the demon dude.
Out in the open in front of all the police.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. The police are watching and they're like, whoa.
Ooh, sexy demon times. So they bang and then demon guy has a demon orgasm.
Yes, which makes him grow wings.
Yep.
These tiny, like, paper mache wings that he kind of flies with.
And that allows him to fly, apparently. And he flies up the castle. Meanwhile, while they've been having sex, the battering ram has arrived.
Mm.
Because the sex takes about as much time as the battering ram does to get here.
Yep.
So after he flies up, the cops bust in. But do you know who else has arrived?
Oh,
the most important character of the film.
Mr. Squatter.
No, you're thinking of the second most important character.
Who's the most important character?
The sniper, obviously. There's a sniper that shows up for no fucking reason. And they're like, you gotta take this guy out. And he's like, all right. So he goes to a tree and then fails to climb the tree for like a good minute and a half. And I was like, oh my lord. He gets up and then the demon guy, the boyfriend, shows his face and he's like, oh my god, that guy's Pazarsky'd.
Yep.
And I was like, what? Why does the sniper know what the Pazarsky is?
I've
never heard that word in my life, but there's one sniper. Dude, that sniper was in deep. He knew stuff, you know?
Very good sniper.
When he comes up to save her, they start fighting because he just banged her best friend. And she's like, what the hell? Why did you bang my best friend?
Yeah.
And he's like, isn't it not the best time to argue about this? I did it so I could have my demon powers. And she's like, couldn't you have thought of any other way? And I hate to agree with her, but surely there was a better way than banging the best friend for getting demon powers.
He could have just used his imagination, just got his phone out,
yep.
Went to 4chan.com / My Little Pony and...
Oh, no.
But so now the bomb is lit, so Kaz, the boyfriend, grabs the bomb, and Denny's like, you've got to throw it in the lake, so the demon boyfriend does his best, but just misses the lake by, like, a couple miles, and instead blows up all of the police cars.
In a giant fireball, and he's like, he does the dumbest face. Meanwhile, behind him, his girlfriend's getting taken away by the incel.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So he turns around and is like, well, come back. And so the cops have arrived now.
Yeah,
and everybody chases the incel demon.
Yeah, onto the roof, right?
Onto the roof, yeah. And then incel then casts, like, a wind. Like, he does the Superman blowing wind.
Well, because I thought that... Because, like, there was a point where there was a werewolf. I think it was maybe the part where someone was killed outside Danny's apartment or something, but I kept thinking the Mangler is a werewolf, and so with him having that breath, I was like, the big bad wolf, right? He's got that strong breath.
That would have been cool. I would have liked that twist, like a werewolf versus demon.
But that's not what happens at all, because after the wind kind of knocks the wind out of Kaz a bit,
ooh,
he takes that time to put his thumb in his mouth, blow like he's blowing up a balloon.
Except instead of a balloon, it's his face.
And he turns into a Twi'lek demon who has the Emperor's lightning fingers.
It's pretty scary stuff.
Spooky, spooky.
What's worse about this lightning is it removes horny or demon. Or both. As he uses the anti-horny lightning to get rid of our boyfriend's demon powers. But as Sonya comes to the rescue by saying she's not wearing any panties.
And he's like, oh, now I'm a demon again.
Oh! sexy.
No, that's funny. That is funny.
What were you gonna say? Was this is a very bad climax?
Because I was
gonna say there's a lot of climax happening and none of it's good.
None of it's good, but it is sticky.
Yeah, that it is. Speaking of sticky, Sonya throws the dagger to the main dude and he sticks.
Yay!
The other demon in presumably his weak spot.
Yeah, it's this spot on his chest that when stabbed oozes molten lava.
Yep, which is a clear indication that you probably stabbed him in the right spot.
And he says the line, "I can't believe it, you stabbed me." And I was like, okay,
yep,
cool.
That was his last line as he dies.
That was his dying words.
I mean, I feel like that's probably pretty common words for a dead person. I can't believe you stabbed me.
And then he explodes into lightning.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learnt earlier that the only way for Kaz to get rid of the curse was to do a good deed. When he does the good deed, he will lose the curse, but the curse will be passed on to the person closest to him.
Yes.
And so this whole time he was like, well, I don't want to be a demon anymore. But the problem is, if I get rid of the curse, it's going to go to the person closest to me, which is definitely my girlfriend, Denny.
Yep.
However, he misinterpreted it.
Yes, because luckily it just meant the person who was physically closest to him at the time, which just happened to be the homeless squatter dude, gets demon powers, and then he goes all horny mode on the person he was cuffed to. And none of the cops do anything as soon as he turns into a demon and chases after it. Even though it's a 2-second scene, I feel like they should have started chasing after him at least.
They should have. And now that Kaz no longer has the curse, he transforms into a sharper dressed man.
Yep.
He's got a bit of a tie, or does he have a bow tie or something?
It's like Beauty and the Beast, except he started out as the handsome prince.
Yep.
And now he's just said handsome prince, but in a handsome prince coat.
And then the movie ends with them being like, yay, now we can do the nasty all over the apartment. And that's when the movie ends. Look, this is a terrible film. This is awful.
Yeah, this is garbage. It's hot trash.
I would not recommend anyone watching this by themselves. If you've got friends who love awful films, then this might be one for you. But even then, I feel like this is a very niche, so bad it's good sort of film that you should only watch if you've watched the sort of films that we watch regularly, which are terrible.
Yep. I'm going to rate it a goodie.
What?
I had a great time.
I'm not surprised.
I had a great time watching this. It was very funny. Would I recommend someone else watch it? Not someone I like. But I would recommend it.
You've got some friends that I think would vibe with this, though.
Excuse?
Well, like,
what is that supposed to mean?
No, like, I feel like every friend group has the couple mates that love to watch, like, bad movies.
That's true. That's
and sure,
true.
The friend that you would recommend this movie to is me, and I've already seen it. But
correct.
You've got friends that you would recommend this to.
That's true. That's true. And it's definitely falls into the category of so bad it's good.
Well, yeah, if you're going to give it a goodie, then I've got no choice but to give it an oldie because it deserves both.
Which you should. Absolutely. It was a bad film.
Because not giving this two goodies.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it was also, like, compared to Bloodhook, 1 hour, 20 minutes. Good length. Nice and short. Yep. Get in, get out. Which is what happened at the end of the film.
Yep.
Was a lot of people were getting in and getting out in rapid succession. All right, let's move on to the add and remove segment.
I think moving on would be a great idea.
What would you add and what would you remove from the movie?
Okay, I would add the main character not being dumb.
Wouldn't that completely remove everything that happens, though?
No, she could be dumb sparingly.
Ah.
She could be dumb in cases. She could be too caring of a person.
Hmm.
Because that's not dumb, that's just being a caring person.
Yes.
I just want her to be smarter about it. So when he's dying of a heart attack or whatever, and she's like, oh, quick, I'll help you. That's fine. Because she's just being a nice, considerate person.
That's true.
But when she's like, oh, you're stealing my TV? That's fine. You can have that. I wasn't using it. That's dumb. Don't be a pushover. Which is the whole point. That she is a pushover. But that's dumb. And she's dumb. And yeah. I hate it. I would add some backstory as to why the other guy's a demon. Because we never find out why he's a demon. He just is.
Yeah.
What would you add?
What do I want to add and remove? I think I'm going to remove the guy being a bit of a creep. The main guy being a creep. Just because I think that's the worst part of the film.
Oh, right. Yeah, the like, original guy. Yeah.
I know they're trying to do the red herring that he's a bad person, but I just... Nah, that was, like, gross. Just get rid of him following her home.
Yeah, that's the problem, is there's a lot of creepy sex stuff, which is not good. The idea is it's not supposed to be good, but it's not great if your main character is also involved with that creepy sex stuff. So, don't do that.
So, then I'm going to add probably just some kills. We don't really ever see the people getting murdered. I want to add in some of the murdering.
Yeah, that'd be good. But that would make it more of a horror. I would have liked it more if they went in the horror direction.
Yeah. Well, you can still have it be, like, quite funny, and that's what I would add and remove.
Yeah. Do you know, that's a good point. I would make him, like, maybe a bit more of a nervous wreck that's just trying not to get horny so he doesn't murder everyone.
That's kind of funny. I like that. I'd like if it, like, he... Just a scene where he considers being a eunuch or something. He's like, maybe that'll help me with all my problems.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Like, he sees a sexy lady on the train and he's like, no, keep the boobs away.
Just make him, more silly. I think, we'll be fine.
Yeah, just make him, like, ridiculously hard avoiding getting horny because he doesn't want to turn into a demon, which would be way better, I think.
All right, well, now that we've done that, we've got to do Mr. Checklist. We forgot to do the categories. That's fine. We'll do it in between the next two episodes, probably. This is a list of tropes from films we have been watching this year. We are going to trim it down a bit in between episodes at some point, but we'll go through these. See how tropey this movie is. Number one, is it bad porridge? Yes, this movie is bad porridge.
Well, I don't know. When she explodes her mum's head and it turns into what looks like off peanut butter, would you say that maybe good porridge?
That looks like good porridge.
No, not at all, son. The answer was no. It looked terrible. That was garbage porridge.
Yeah, pretty bad porridge.
Yep.
It definitely gets the dumb character trope, though, because every character is stupid.
Yep, especially the main ones, so which I was particularly mad about. So, boom, dumb characters.
Was the bad guy from a foreign country? Yes, he was from 4chan, and all 4chan users live in sovereign countries. They think that the country is them and wherever they are, so yes.
Correct. They hold no loyalties except for 4chan.
All the good guys live as well. No one dies, aside from the evil dude.
It's a classic, all the good guys live. That's what the trope's there for.
Good guy sacrifices themselves, yes, for him to turn into a demon. He did have to sacrifice something, which is the trust of Denny.
Yep. Luckily, she's pushover, so, you know.
Yep. Was there a power outage? Was a generator used? I don't think so. I don't think it gets that one.
No. No power outage. So that passes on that one.
Female lead falls in love with male lead. Yes, but that wasn't her entire point. Her other point was to be a character.
Was it? Or was it just to be kidnapped?
Oh, hold on. Got me there.
Yeah. Her whole first half is to fall in love with him, and the whole second half is to be kidnapped. She had at least some character other than I fall in love with the main dude and then get kidnapped. But that is what happens.
That is her point of the film. So you're right there. Dead animals? No.
I would argue that people aren't animals. So we're fine.
Okay, great. Is the ripoff of other famous movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
It. Or not it. The Thing.
Oh, yeah.
They ripped off the visual effects because only one movie can have practical effects. And that's The Thing.
Vehicle breaks down, car crashes, stops work. Yeah, they smash into a lake, and then also he blows up all the cop cars.
Yeah, those cars are broken down.
A lot of broken cars. Slow motion. There was no slow motion in this film, which was good.
No.
There was no song with the title of the movie on it.
It was close. There were some catchy tunes, but they were pretty good.
There was indeed noticeable green screen, which is another trope in the car chase sequence when they're on top of the roof. That was pretty noticeable green screen. Knocked on the head and falling unconscious, I can't remember.
Well, you could say when she explodes her mother's head. I'm going to be saying that a lot, apparently, during the scene.
You are.
Why don't you expose the mother collapses, so you could say whack on the head, knocked out.
Unfunny jokes where the joke is that the joke is unfunny. Yes, that is the totally normal 4chan guy's whole thing. All his jokes are meant to be not funny.
Yes.
Narration, no. Was there dubbing? I didn't notice any. And I think that's it. Oh, and the final one is the font does the thing that it describes in the title. I don't know how a font would be a demon lover, so it doesn't get that.
Doesn't do it because they couldn't figure it out. They just put a little animation.
So pretty tropey, actually.
Pretty tropey. Yes, overall, but highly tropey. Yep.
Yes, which means it's time for...
Raving reviews! It is I, the angry reviewer demon. I only come out when bad reviews. I read bad reviews.
Oh my god, he's been Prozovskied.
I'm Prozovskied by an angry reviewer. Speaking of angry reviews, it's time to go to the place where you get the best reviews, which is Rotten Tomatoes. And not from the critics, because the critics didn't review this movie because it was garbage, but also because the critics don't know anything.
Ooh.
We go to the one place where you get the truth. And that
is 4chan.
The audience score.
Oh.
Or 4chan, that too.
I just want to right now that I don't use 4chan. This is a joke. Thank you. Continue.
Yep. No, you're too late now. Most of the people have finished up with the episode. And will think forever that you're a 4chan user. So we have Filico. Filico says, it's been years. I haven't seen this movie. But we're waiting for it to come out on DVD.
It's been years. I haven't seen this movie.
Sorry. Yeah, it's been years since I have seen this movie.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's my bad. That's not the review that's bad. That's me that's bad. It's been years since I've seen this movie. Been waiting for it to come out on DVD.
Right, so waiting for the updated home release. That sounds pretty positive. If you're waiting for a review, if you're waiting for it to come out, you're probably going to give it something like a 3.5, but I'm actually going to go higher. I'm going to go 4.
Ooh, that was close, except you went higher instead of lower.
3.
It was 2.5.
Oh, okay. So right down the middle.
Okay, well, that one was a little bit of a curveball. That was a little curveball. I'll just throw it straight to you now.
Yep.
Ricardo, a favorite name of a meme. Anybody know if it's on DVD?
The person that just reviewed it. You should probably hit up that last person, Ricardo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He seems to know that it's not on DVD at all. What do you think Ricardo said with, anybody know if it's on DVD?
Well, that makes me think you haven't seen it, but you can't not rate a thing. Is it 5 out of 5? Is that the default rating on Rotten Tomatoes? Nah, I'm going to go 3. It's 3.
Ooh, very close. It's 3.5.
Oh, okay.
Carly says, cheesy as balls, 80s comedy horror.
A balls cheesy? I mean, they can be.
Yeah, like cheese balls.
Oh.
Like the Cheetos.
Oh, I was thinking of something else.
Yeah,
right.
you were thinking of something else, unlike me in my Christian household, where the only cheesy balls here are from the packets.
That's gonna be 3.5 if you put 2 of them in a row.
Nope, it's 2 out of 5.
Get none of these.
Maybe you'll get D with our final review.
Ooh, D.
That's D-E-E.
Oh, okay.
Just clarifying. Wish they would make it available for purchase.
Everyone really wants a copy of this movie.
Correct! That's what I was going to point out. Everyone just wants a copy of it. Just saying, there's a high demand.
Yeah, they should drop a 4K release of My Demon Lover.
Yeah, they really shouldn't.
2.5.
It was 4 out of 5.
I was going to go 4. I was actually going to go 4. And then I was like, nah, I'll go down the middle.
You fool, you convinced yourself out of it. And thus, you lose.
I do.
Good day, sir.
Well, that's the episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always. If for some reason you have seen My Demon Lover, let us know what you think. If you're watching on YouTube, drop it in the comments. By the way, we've got a YouTube. Go subscribe if you haven't. If you are listening to the podcast, there are links and addresses in the description to Facebook and to Instagram and to our email account, oldiebutagoodiepod@gmail.com. You can email us just general things. If you want to talk to me about My Little Pony, I definitely know what you're going to be talking about. I have definitely
seen
that.
Don't do that. Please don't. We don't care. It was just a joke for this one episode. No one cares. No one gives a shit.
If you want to help out the show, you can keep the iron lung on by joining our Patreon club. Link to that also in the description. The Bad Porridge Club is what it's called. You can join the many different tiers. Or just tell a friend. That also helps out. Just be like, friend, do you like demons?
And they'll be like, what? Why are you asking this?
And then you'll be like, come to my satanic church on Thursday night.
Wow. And they'll be like, oh, that's what you were talking about. Yeah, absolutely, I'll come over to your satanic church on Thursday night. What's happening?
And then you'll be like, well, at the church, we're listening to the brand new episode of Oldie Buddy Goodie, but you don't actually have to come listen to it. It's on all the podcast apps. So you just have a listen. And your friend will be like, cool. And then never talk to you again.
Yep. And they'll block you on Facebook. Oldie Buddy Goodie, number one podcast for Satanists.
Sure. I'd take it. Yep. I'd take it. Anyway.
Look, at least it's number one, you know?
All right, I'm picking next week's episode, aren't I?
Yes. So you've got a few options, quite a few actually, this week. So we've got The All-Nighter, a bunch of young adults are graduating college, but there's drama.
Oh, no.
And apparently it was pretty popular, even though overall it's rated very poorly.
Great.
We have The American Ninja 2.
Oh.
The Confrontation.
Oh, dramatic.
Yeah, wow. A sequel. Two army guys find out that a big bad guy is kidnapping Marines and brainwashing them to become ninjas.
Wait, what?
That's the plot line.
Brainwash ninjas?
Yep. Why would you not just hire regular ninjas? Or just hire people and train them to become ninjas.
Because, like, Marines and martial arts, very different. It's guns versus hands.
Yep.
That sounded odd. But you know what I mean. They're very different styles of fighting.
I'll show you these guns. Bang, aye. Bang. Yeah.
Cool.
Creepshow 2.
Ooh.
It's three spooky tales written by this random guy. I've never heard of him. He's called Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen King. Don't know if you've heard of him. Apparently he wrote some books.
That's a pretty, that sort of name makes me think he's pretty up himself, calling himself the King. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
More like Stephen, relatively normal person.
Oh, Stephen Pleb.
But yeah, Creepshow 2.
Yeah, cool. I like the first one a lot. That's cool.
It's a classic. Malone, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, no.
Is an ex-CIA assassin.
Oh.
Who helps out a small town fight against a big old crime boss.
Oh.
My Life as a Dog.
Wait, what?
Swedish drama about a young boy who is sent to live with his relatives. Doesn't have anything to do with dogs, but maybe his relatives treat him like one. I don't know, but he doesn't turn into a dog, so I'm very disappointed.
I'm very disappointed in My Life as a Dog.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be like a funny old comedy adventure movie where a kid gets turned into a dog and they have to save him.
Mm.
But then it turns out he likes being a dog.
It's between American Ninja 2 and Creepshow 2.
Yeah. There's some good options.
Do I want brainwashed ninjas or do I want a sequel to a pretty solid horror film? We've done a lot of horror, but it's also Stephen King.
We've also done a lot of garbage movies, and I could really do with something of higher quality than The American Ninja 2, The Confrontation.
You're right, actually. We've done a lot of terrible films recently.
Yeah.
Let's do Creepshow 2.
Yay.
Yeah, all right. Creepshow 2 it is. But maybe American Ninja 2, we might put it up as a Patreon option.
Absolutely.
Because that does sound like something that we should check out.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Because we've already done all of Three Ninjas, we need more ninja material.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the 80s loved ninjas because they were foreign and mystical.
Alright, let's wrap up this episode with the best quote from My Demon Lover. I actually forgot to mention mine during the episode synopsis, but it's fine, I'll mention it now. There is a moment where he is creeping on Danny, and he starts turning. And the line he says when he starts turning into a demon is, in quite a deep demonic voice, Oh, bugger. So that's my favourite quote. What's yours?
Lady, you remind me of my wife. That bitch.
Okay, Boomer.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.